This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 14. Tally came out of her first right turn to a single birch vertical, feeling just as confident as she had in the schooling ring. She didn't see her distance exactly, but she could feel that she was on the right pace for it to show up. 1, 2, 1, 2, she counted, keeping up her usual habit to maintain Cam's rhythm. 1, 2, 1, she whispered, softly closing her hip angle as he left the ground. Cam felt exactly the same in the show ring as he did at home. She rode him straight toward the corner, confident without looking down that he'd landed on his preferred left lead. Tally made sure to keep riding straight and shift her hands right through the turn. The next jump was an oxer on the long side of the ring. The standards were shaped and painted like pine trees, and the rails were wrapped in the fuzzy green material Tally recognized from other shows. She felt Cam step up out of the corner as they approached the oxer. 1, 2, 1, 2, she counted, as Cam cantered to the jump, finding another great distance. The rest of the course unfolded ahead of her like a dream. The diagonal 6-stride line was next, and Ryan told her she would likely need to move up, even though it was heading toward the gate when horses naturally added pace. Tally kept a steady leg, adding pressure for the final 3 strides, and Cam worked out the rest, opening up his canter just enough to meet the oxer well for the out. Then they went up the judge's line in 5 strides and home across a bending line in 6. Aim for the middle of both jumps in the bending line and it should come right up, Ryan had told her as they'd studied the track together before Tally got on. Coming out of her final turn, Tally noticed she needed even more leg to keep Cam's impulsion. Good boy, she whispered. Just one more line. She jumped in straight to the line, looking for the jump out while still in the air over the first jump. Land, 1, 2, she counted, before remembering that Ryan told her to always land and squeeze for at least the first stride, since Cam wasn't the most naturally forward ride. Whoops, guess I'll have to do that now, Tally thought to herself. Squeeze, 3, squeeze, 4, okay, we're there, 5, 6. Cam's jump felt round and nearly effortless over the final oxer, which was built up to look solid with its flower boxes and gate. Cam landed his right lead. Did the horse know this was the last jump of the course? And Ryan whooped at the gate. Lupe joined him, as did some other people who likely recognized Cam from the show circuit. Tally practically felt like a celebrity getting to ride this horse, and gave him an appreciative pat during their closing circle. The second trip went a lot like the first, and on the third trip, Tally found a somewhat tight distance into the final line off a left turn. She had to really move up to get out of the line in 6 strides. Do you know why that happened? Ryan asked when they came out of the ring. It's all kind of a blur, sorry, Tally said, her breath coming out in cold puffs. Don't apologize, this is how you learn. You lost your distance there because you let him drift. If you'd added more right leg to keep him straight, the in of that line would have come right up, said Ryan. Does that make sense? Yes, Tally said with a nod. But I thought I did have my right leg on through each of the left turns. You probably did, but the more tired Cam gets, that was your 3rd trip, remember? The more he's going to want to drift. All horses kind of revert to these types of habits as they get tired. By the 3rd trip, you're going to need even more right leg. It's a good reminder to ride what you have, what's underneath you, in every course. It takes time to learn how to really be in the moment at each jump when you've got the horse show nerves, too. So more right leg would have kept him straighter and we wouldn't have chipped in, said Tally, closing her eyes as she visualized it. Exactly. You're doing great, Tal. This is the fine-tuning stuff that will improve over time. You've got some time to relax now and loosen Cam's girth. It'll be a while before you hack. Tally dismounted and gave Cam a big squeeze around his neck. Thanks, buddy, she whispered. Lupe, would you hold him for a minute so I can grab a water? Sure thing, superstar, Lupe answered with a wink.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.